Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Okay, John from Calumet City is on the phone line. John, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, how are you?
All right, I'm well. How is what's your music acumen?
Fair. Midland.
Fair. Okay. Yeah. What genre do you think you're probably best at? Because this happens to be punk tonight.
I'm your wrong guy.
Oh, really?
If it's punk, then you should move on to someone else.
That'll be fun to make fun of you anyway, John, even if you don't know the answers.
I'm not opposed to that.
No, it's really not punk. It has to do with fall. And all I will say as a clue, first of all, is to keep in mind that John Williams hosts a Sunday night show with songs from the American Songbook. So that might help you with a couple of these rather than think of punk, which is apparently your favorite. Okay, so
okay.
Are you
perfect.
Ready for the first clue?
Yes.
All right, hit it, Elif.
let's see. Autumn Leaves?
Autumn Leaves?
When autumn leaves start to fall.
That is very impressive, John, because I have to tell you, I don't think I even know that song, and I certainly wouldn't have gotten it from that clue.
It's pretty.
It is a classic Nat King Cole song.
Yeah, it is a beautiful song. And as the strings come in, we'll say goodbye. Okay, so you're one for one. Are you ready for number two?
Let's bring it on.
All right, here we go. See, another one of those songbook classics, I think.
Yeah.
Not a lot to go on. Elif, you create these clues, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you do it.
Might be Midnight Serenade.
Let's try it again. Not Midnight Serenade. Lauren, can you offer any assistance here?
No, those are a little bit before my
they're
music
timeless.
Interest time.
They're timeless pieces of music. All right, I'm gonna give you a strong hint here that I think still won't help. It's Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald performing. One more time. Any idea?
Two of my favorites. Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald. It's a Wonderful World.
No, it's a great song. I know the song Autumn New York in New York. I just went picked it up.
Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops.
A little trivia. He used to play in my grandfather's nightclub.
No kidding. Where was the nightclub?
He had a place called the Trade Winds, the Morocco Club, and the Cotton Club.
The Cotton Club in New York?
He was part of that.
He was, well, no kidding. So did you, were you too young to grow up around musicians or
too
did
young.
You?
Yeah. Too young. Yeah, yeah. The only one I got to meet was Jimmy Durante.
Well, what was that like?
It was a blast. He was great.
Mrs. Calabash with him?
Yeah. He was wherever he was.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to play at a nightclub in Calumet City called the Owl Club.
No kidding. That sounds what great memories. By my records here, you're 2 for 2, which may or may not be an accurate count. But let's go on now to number three. We're moving forward in history.
I know this one. A little bit of sunshine?
No, I'd stick to New York. Stick around New York and think of this duet. You know who's really upset, John, is Lauren, because she's lost.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is driving me nuts right now.
She's lost the entire
segment. Did you know this one?
No, she doesn't. She's
no.
Not got any
so
of them.
So rusty.
Oh, man.
Want to hear one more time?
Sure.
This has been I used to play this too. I think this has been the hardest week so far. I will tell you that it's Simon and Garfunkel and give you one more chance at the title.
Simon and Garfunkel. Oh God, Simon and Garfunkel. That bridge over troubled water.
That's not it.
Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
You know, I've heard this song a million times. I never knew the title.
There you go. Okay, so...
So the title is Something I Don't Know.
That's like the Cliff Clavin joke on Jeopardy. Someone who's never been to my house.
Yes.
All right, let's keep going. Here's clue number four. Now that's a classic song done by Anada, not the classic version.
Harvest Moon.
Yes, Harvest Moon.
Neil Young.
Nice.
Now we're getting more of my style.
How did that come to you?
Well, I have a friend, and we dance to this a lot.
Do you? Because Harvest Moon, that's not his song originally, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It followed up the Harvest album.
Okay. I remember listening to that song, loving it, but I thought he borrowed it from someone else. Okay, so we're back in your era. You are now three for four, we'll say, I think, generously.
Okay,
one more.
Let's be generous.
Van Moore. Well, let's play one more clue.
Oh, I need a little more.
You need a little more? Well, I... can I just ask, Elif, when John's here, does he have more input in the clues?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really hard. Because I just gave you the name accidentally, John. It's Van Morrison. So listen again.
Yeah, but it's not Moon Dance.
No. I like Van Morrison. I don't know this song even.
Yeah.
When autumn comes to town.
Oh, this is a cover.
Is it?
Yeah.
The Autumn Song by Van Morrison.
Yeah, that's Little what I was saying. You didn't give me a chance. The Autumn Song by Van Morrison.
See, he did get it. Perfect.
See, he played it at the Rosemont Theater.
When did you see him last?
Oh, about 7-8 years ago.
Could you understand anything he said?
Most of what he said, except when he spoke. When he sang, you could understand everything.
Yeah, I send people to Ireland sometimes to see him in Northern Ireland. He does a few sort of intimate shows, like 300 people. It's a really cool event. But I saw him last, and it's been over 20 years ago, I think, at the Orchestra Hall, maybe. I couldn't understand a word. He was not just speaking, but sometimes he's in the middle of the songs. And in fact, when we talk about the concerts that we go to now, we say Van Morrison playing his classics in the way he likes to play them. Because
it's sort of like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, they're not very recognizable, or they take on a new form.
Yeah, but what a great show.
Yeah, I bet it was. Okay, so, John, you are living true to your roots. You did pretty well. You're going to get the Mega Pros hoodie, and I want you to wear it proudly.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity for a Mega Pros hoodie.
That's a good... thank you for the story about Jimmy Durante. So I think it's really... they're about even. I think that's an even trade.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, glad you're listening.
Great, thank you.